significant funding, very, very substantial funding, and will realise upwards on 10 million, which will include council funding as well for Carndona, and nearly 10 million for the Twin Towns, and a 2 million funding for Bourton Port and Arranmore Island. And I want to acknowledge and commend Minister Heather Humphreys for following through on a number of commitments for the county, and she has done that. But also I want to acknowledge the work of Donegal County Council. They had very strong applications for the Twin Towns and Carndona. And on top of that, there is a backup funding now for Bourton Port and Arranmore, where they've got previous funding of upwards of 3 million. This brings it now to 5 million, and that work will start now in Arranmore Island on the shorefront in the next couple of months. So that is testament to the great collaboration at both a local authority level and a ministerial level, but also at a community level. There's been a phenomenal effort at a community level to get these applications in, and having the guts of 20 million euro going into these communities, that's going to be very, very important and very significant.
It is also great to see that the funding is going to be widely spread across the Donegal County itself. It will benefit the North Inishowen area, the Donegal, and also in the West Donegal as well.
Yeah, this is the importance of the Rural Regeneration Fund, and when we set it up as part of Project Ireland 2040, we wanted to get that message across. And when myself and Michael Ring sat at the cabinet table, that was one of the big ambitions of our plan in Project 2040. And if you look at now the historical funding under this particular funding scheme, this funding has gone to Killybegs and to Buncrana, and we're also have a digital hub of, there was over 2 million invested into Cadore as well. So we have a lot of infrastructure already in place, but because Donegal is so, so big, so vast, and the demands there as well in terms of remote working, and that's one of the things and one of the messages that was put across to Minister Heather Humphreys last Thursday night, was that we have the appetite, the desire, and also the messages coming very, very clear from a remote working point of view that Donegal is open for business. So this substantial funding is extremely significant, and it's going to go into places, into towns, and not just for the purpose of providing work centres, but also revitalising town centres and bringing state-of-the-art premises and facilities to people who wish to either set up businesses or maybe to come back home as well.